It's acclimatization day at 14,000 feet in Dingwiché. The greatest thing about acclimatization day, when we take a full day off to allow our bodies to adjust and to rest before we move higher, the greatest thing about an acclimatization day is when you wake up in the morning, you're in the same bed that you're going to use again that night. So you don't have to pack your double bags to put on the yaks first thing in the morning. We realized we were also in a beautiful spot here in Dingwiché after breakfast. Most of us just took the day off. As a matter of fact, Brad and Dan, our two most enthusiastic hikers, decided to just let their bodies adjust, and they sat around the lodge all day reading and talking to the Sherpas and visiting. Shelley and Richard and Catherine and myself and some Sherpas climbed to over 15,200 feet this morning. Wes, whose appetite hasn't been very good, decided to stick close to the lodge as well. But I noticed when we came back for lunch that he's doing fine and his appetite's hanging in there because he had taken care of the better part of a big jar of Pringles potato chips before lunch. So Wes is looking good, and I think the rest day is going to do him a lot of good. Then in the afternoon, Shelley and Mark and myself walked over the ridge to the village of Fariche, and we had an amazing treat over there. We were having tea with Sherpa friends, and someone ran in and said, a baby horse has just been born, not 15 minutes ago. So we went over and we saw the young colt, less than 1.5 hour old, standing next to its mother. It was really an amazing scene. One of the about this track, especially as we get higher, is a lot of Everest climbers are around. Every lodge we go into is full of Everest summit aspirants, people who are hoping to reach the summit of Everest soon, taking a final rest before they move up the mountain for their final summit attempts. We've met a lot of great people from all over the world who are attempting the mountain this year. We wish them well, and we're looking forward to trekking up to base camp, closer to base camp with them as they go back up to the tip of Everest, and we go for our visit to base camp and our view of the Khumbu Icefall in the upper part of the Khumbu Valley.